Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Wrestling It Factor.
What's going on, guys?
Good. Everything's good. It's an honor for you to be on here.
I appreciate it. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to be on your show.
Being a wrestling fan in the business?
I've been watching wrestling since before I can remember watching wrestling. I'll be honest with you. I've had I remember the days of Raw not even being on TV.
Yes.
But yeah, I have been a fan of wrestling since I can remember.
What legends or present stars did you admire?
Well, I grew up with watching guys like Shawn Michaels, of course, guys like Triple H. Of course, Raven was one of my always my favorite people to watch. Tommy Dreamer was also one of my favorite people to watch. As far as currently, Curtis Hughes is my trainer, so I always enjoy hanging around with him and learning from him because he's one of the best in the business.
And what got your interest in becoming a wrestler?
Because there just wasn't anything else that I was really wanting to be good at. I don't like doing anything else. I enjoy wrestling because it's fun. And there's just really nothing else I'd really rather be doing.
And what was your experience of training at WWA for?
I had checked out a lot of schools before I checked that one out and before I decided on that one. And I'll be honest with you, it was the best one I found. Curtis Hughes, again, is the trainer there, and he's one of the best trainers in the business. As well as the schedule that they keep. We train almost 7 days a week nowadays, depending on the time of year and what's going on with Hughes' schedule. But we train just about 7 days a week. Multiple rings. We do a weekly show, as you guys, I'm sure you've seen at least. I'm sure hopefully some of your listeners have seen it. It's on YouTube under WWA4. But all those things together, they're what makes some of us some of the best people in the indies right now, at least in Georgia, because we get the weekly experience to put on shows and to do matches and to get better a lot quicker than a lot of other guys get to do.
Yes, definitely a good school to train and prepare you for the future of the business.
Right, it's definitely a good school to go to. And Hughes is still a big-name person in the wrestling business, which means he has good connections with some of the big-name guys that can help you get somewhere. Because if you didn't know, a few people from the bigger sides of the business have gone or came to through our school, like A.R. Fox, Jonathan Gresham, Hula Nation, Moose, now in ROH, as well as Heath Slater, came from there and were trained by Curtis Hughes.
Yes. What is your memories of working at East Coast Wrestling Entertainment?
Don't even get me started on that one. It was a decent place to start, I guess. It was one of the first places I started wrestling outside of the school. It was something, to tell you the least. They had good crowds sometimes, and I had a lot of fun working with the fellow wrestlers and some of the people. But the show itself was a little disorganized and a little off, but that's the life of wrestling, my friend.
Yes. You also worked with the Fireman. How was that experience?
The Fireman is one of the best guys in the world to work with. He's just so energetic and so fun and has a great personality, which is it went great with how I like to be. You know, he has this nice energetic personality and I like to go out there and hurt people, and he was just the perfect kind of guy to get in the ring with to do that.
And do you have any memories of working at Insanity Pro Wrestling?
If you guys didn't know, and if your listeners didn't know, I actually co-run that show. So I have a lot of memories of running it, of working it. We just did our last show, our second show, just Saturday. We're preparing for our next one December 13th. Right now, I'm trying to get everything together for that and get everybody booked for it. But it's I'm trying to grow a good wrestling show in Georgia, in the Northeast area, because there isn't very many. And I feel like, you know, a lot of wrestling promotions nowadays, just they don't give a crap about the wrestlers. They just care about making money. And I'm not trying to do that. I'm just trying to put on a good show to entertain people and to show the fans some of the great talent that comes from the Georgia area.
Andy, what is your biggest highlight of working at WWA for?
Probably last Thursday I won the heavyweight championship for the first time. Between that and my first match was with Axl Rose, and it was a lot of fun getting kicked in the face and, you know, having a good old time like that. And like I said, lately I just won the heavyweight championship off of 1-0 Knight, and that was a fun experience as well.
Yes. What is your memories of working with Black Baron?
Oh, Black Baron, that guy. He is he's definitely his own kind of person. As skilled as he is in the ring, he is just so arrogant. But he uses it to his advantage, I'll be honest with you. You know, he's one of the great guys from the Georgia area that I was talking about earlier that, you know, people need to be on the lookout for.
And you also have memories of working with Mr. Hollywood.
Oh, Lord, Mr. Hollywood. I don't know that your radio show is ready for the kind of things that I could realistically say about working with Mr. Hollywood. But I'll take the high road and I'll be nice about it. Mr. Hollywood, I'm hoping and assuming that he honestly did the best he could running ECWE. But he had a lot of personal issues going on and let things get to a personal level way too often. To be able to successfully run a show. He tried. He put forth the effort. I don't think he knew what he was getting himself into, and I think he dug himself a little further into a hole than he wanted to, I'll be honest with you.
And what's your opinion about all these talent that also have punk rock gimmicks?
Well, I'll be honest with you. Outside of what goes on at WWA 4 and, of course, at my show, Insanity Pro Wrestling, I really don't pay attention to much of what goes on in wrestling because it doesn't affect me. The only things I worry about in professional wrestling are the things that are directly affecting me or that involve me, myself. And I say that. And it sounds kind of mean, it sounds kind of mean, but the honest truth is everybody's your competitor. And if you're too wrapped up in what they're doing, then you're not worried about what you're doing enough. Because every minute of your wrestling career, you should be spending it trying to find a way to get better so that you can get where you want to be at the top. And if you're worried about everybody else, to an extent, I don't even watch WWE anymore. After I started training, I stopped watching wrestling. Because I decided that I'd rather go out and do it and become better at it and get there rather than just sit at home and watch it every week. So the answer to your question, I have no idea what's going on with the other punk rock wrestlers. I'm sure there's some out there. Actually, I know a couple of them, and they're good guys, and I enjoy their matches. But as an overall, I worry about my own career over everybody else's. And I don't pay much attention to everybody else's career unless it's something that's going to affect me, because I'm trying to build my own career and not worry about theirs. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
Oh, well, go ahead.
Do you also, have you been working other places out of the state of Georgia?
I was at one point. I was working a show called Alabama Pro Wrestling here and there. But I haven't worked there in quite a while. I kind of have fallen out with the people with money situation, and they said they were going to fix it and handle it, and I haven't heard back from them since then, so I just haven't really worried about it and got back in contact with them. You know, because it's just one of those things. That's what Hughes teaches us all the time, that if you're not in this to make money, then you're just wasting your time, because you're sacrificing your body, and if you're not getting paid to sacrifice your body, then there's just no point in doing it. It's all, you should go out and have fun, and you should enjoy what you do. But at the same time, if you're going to sacrifice your body, you got to make a living to do it.
Yes, he definitely lets y'all also develop on your ring psychology and other things also. With the mat and also promo skills also.
Oh yeah, man. Definitely. Ring psychology is one of the biggest things that he is all about. That is actually one of the things that most of the people that watch my matches that are fans of mine that know wrestling well, they always tell me that that's what they like about my matches the most, is that my matches make sense, that what I do makes sense. Because I try to make sure I follow along with what Hughes has taught us on that level. As far as promo skills go, he does everything he can for you. You know, it's kind of one of those 50-50 things. He can kind of help you along, but it's on you to figure it out. And I do them all the time at shows, at the school, at my show, at other shows when I can. And I, from what I've been told, I have great speaking skills. And doing, you know, exciting promos to get people excited about what we're doing.
Who would you like to face that you haven't faced so far? Work with.
Well, there's a lot of guys that I'd really like to get in the ring with, of course. You know, there's the veterans and the legends that I would love to get in the ring with. Guys like, you know, I'd love to get in the ring with Triple H. I'd love to get in the ring with Raven. I'd love to get in the ring with guys like Tommy Dreamer. As far as locally, there's a few guys out there that I've seen on the indies that I've quite enjoyed watching. Curry Kid, I'd super love to get in the ring with him. He's just so entertaining to watch. There's just a lot of guys out there on the indie scenes that I've seen at different shows and stuff that I've seen that I'd love to get in the ring with, because I've seen a lot of good talent out there.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of talent to work with.
Oh, definitely.
And definitely Scott Levy Raven is definitely a good mentor to younger students also, that he's very good with ring psychology and promos, and a good he also can tell a story also.
Oh yeah, he's one of my favorite guys to watch And I think honestly, him and Tommy Dreamer are two of the most underrated guys in the in wrestling history, because they were both just amazing at all of that. They were great at storytelling. They were great at promos. They were great at in-ring and out-ring storytelling. They knew how to put together stories outside the ring for the storyline and then incorporate that into their matches.
And you also worked with I forgot the other worker that's doing a sort of like a country redneck gimmick, sort of like hillbilly Jim. I forgot.
Big Bear Boone.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
How was that experience working with him?
Boone was quite an interesting guy, to say the least. He's currently hurt right now, sadly. He's honestly one of the most timid guys in the back you could ever meet. And he's just a big guy, and he's a little rough around the edges as far as trying to do stuff in the ring. But if you lead him the right way and you give him the right direction, it can be one of the best in the ring with you. Me and him put on some great matches down at the school. We had a five match series, and we put on some pretty classic matches together.
And you definitely had the chance also to with his valet also to
Emily.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Yep. I gave her my finish right there in the middle of the ring one night, and that's actually, I think it was it might still be, it was one of my profile pictures for a while. That was a good time. She's still training with us. She's getting better every day. Very sweet girl. She tries really hard and has more heart and determination than most girls I've seen that have come through the doors of that school. Because Devin Nicole is really the only one I've ever seen since I've been there that actually went out and did anything further. We've had four or five girls that just kind of came and left, and she's really stuck it out, which I got to give her credit for sticking it out this long.
Yeah, she definitely, she was actually the original women of the show to talk to. She definitely risen to the top of where she at now.
Oh yeah, Devin Nicole has really gotten places, and she's really good. She got a good skill set behind her. I actually got her booked on a show with me a while back at Southern Extreme Championship Wrestling. They needed a girl, and first person I thought of was her. So I got her booked on that one, and she does a lot of other shows, and she's really gotten somewhere. She actually started training the same day I did. So me and her started together. And from where she was at that day to now, she's come a long way.
Yes. And definitely she made an appearance on Monday Night Raw as part of the Rosebud also.
Yeah, that was pretty entertaining.
What is your experience of also working with Moose?
Moose is an ex-football player. You know, he's a big, athletic dude. One of the most athletic guys I've seen at his size in a long time. He's definitely got the skills to go places. I know he's been doing some work with ROH lately. Which isn't a surprise, because like I said, he's a really big dude, but he's just so athletic, it's craziness. But he does some good work, definitely. And speaking of big guys with good athleticism, the Darkmon is right up there with him. That guy is a big old dude that has all kinds of athleticism that could do crazy stuff, high-flying stuff like a little guy could, and jumps like a little guy could.
And definitely, Curtis, kind of resemble kind of Curtis Hughes when he came in as from the end as a football player also.
Oh yeah, definitely. We got quite a few athletes. Mears is the only one that was that I know of offhand that was a professional athlete for something like the NFL or anything. But we definitely have a lot of former, you know, high school athletes and such. One of the guys right now that's training with us is named Odinson. He was a professional bodybuilder before now. I'm not for sure if he did anything nationally, but I do know that he did stuff out in Washington and won several competitions and such, and he's a pretty stout guy.
Yes, definitely. And do you prefer a hill or which role do you prefer in wrestling?
I definitely prefer being the heel. It's definitely my stronger side. I worked face for quite a long time. Like at ECWE for quite a while, I was working face, and I enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. Having a crowd of people chanting or, you know, chanting with you and cheering for you is a great feeling. But as well as having a huge crowd of people booing you is just as fun and just as exciting. But I just prefer the in-ring work of being a heel. I think it fits my style and it fits my personality a lot better, for sure.
And there's just so many so much indie feds in the state of Georgia. It's actually a good it's starting to pick up more and more.
Well, there's a lot of indie promotions around here, but I'll be honest with you, there's only a handful of them that are really like top ones, top notch ones. Not to say anything bad about the other ones. A lot of them are still kind of starting up, and a lot of them are just, you know, rough areas, and it's not easy. Trust me. I understand where those guys are at, because I'm trying to run my own show right now, and it's definitely a struggle, and it's definitely a lot of work. And some people just, you know, some people can't put the work in for it, which understandably. I work a full-time job on top of all this, and it's definitely gets rough, but there's a handful of shows like offhand I know of. Peach State is, of course, one of the bigger shows. Southern Pride Championship Wrestling is one of the bigger shows. There's a couple of really good, really solid shows in Georgia that get, you know, big crowds. And then there's a lot of other little shows that are still trying to, you know, start up. But they're not bad because they're good for guys who are starting out and who can't, you know, do like we do at the school and have a weekly show to work to kind of get experience. Okay.
Yes. We're about to run out of time. Do you have any upcoming shows or anything to plug?
I got Insanity Pro Wrestling coming up December 13th, which is my show. We got all the guys from the WWE 4 at that one right now, and a few extra guys. It's definitely worth checking out. I got some YouTube videos of it on the WWE 4 YouTube right now. And December 13th, we're running a full show of gimmick matches. Me and Owen Knight are going to have a street fight. Grizz and Odinson are going to have a last man standing match, as well as some other matches that we're still booking right now. So this is going to be the big one for the year, for the end of the year. So it's definitely worth checking out. I don't know for sure what all the other guys are working shows on right now, but I do know Odinson's definitely probably working some more. I know he's been working with Southern Fried. And that's worth he's worth checking out. So anytime you see a WWE 4 guy, they're worth checking out. Those guys are some of the best in the business right now, and we're all on the uprise. And I'm hoping to get my spot, you know, near the top sometime soon.
Yes, it's a it's definitely an honor for you to be on for Wrestling X Factor. You can come on in the future for the show also.
Well, I definitely appreciate you guys having me on.
Yes, it's just been an honor to have you on tonight.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much, and I'll keep enjoying your show.
Thanks.
All right, thank you, man. Have a good night.
You too. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Blackhawk Oil. If you want to download this show archive, you can do it at Blog Talk Radio, Wrestling Net Factor, or on Facebook at Wrestling Net Factor group page. This is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later.